March 2nd, 2022, Ash Wednesday. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, you must be aware that the battle in the Ukraine does not entail simply weapons of war. It is, above all, spiritual warfare. The oppressors follow dark spirits without any discernment. The way to battle such spirits is through prayer and fasting. Strengthen yourselves by calling upon the Holy Spirit. You are not battling mortal men, but the spirit of darkness who inspires such heinous crimes against humanity. Bear up arms of fervent prayer and sacrifice. Challenge the unrighteous works of Satan with righteousness. Do not surrender to Satan's weapon of discouragement. Remain united in holy love." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.